What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Outside the Litter Box. So, I just want to start off by saying that I'm so very sorry to everybody who is an avid listener of this podcast. I know y'all's really like my content, and I truly do appreciate that. To the point, you know, y'all's like my content to the point where, you know, you want me to release more regularly, right? But yeah, my apologies for making y'all's wait, like, I think almost like 2 weeks for it. But nonetheless, here it is. Here is a new episode. You're welcome. And yeah, today's episode is going to be about dating and relationships. And how, interestingly enough, how fashion and beauty come into the mix when it comes to our relationships, whether romantic or platonic. Or heck, even familial. So, just a disclaimer, I think I'll repeat it again at some point. I'm going to try my absolute best not to make this episode sound vain, you know, because at the end of the day, this episode is truly like the meaning and everything, the essence behind the connection of fashion and beauty within our relationships. And basically, this episode is going to be far from vain, because it's basically going to explain and really explore and dive really deep into that essence behind how that connection really either thrives or crashes down when it comes to our relationships, because it's basically about how our closest and nearest and dearest inner circle has the ability to impact our self-esteem and the thoughts that we think about ourselves and our self-confidence to the point where it could make or break how we take care of ourselves physically, you know, and outwardly. So, let's start off with this. You'll probably know somebody in your life, or heck, if you're the person I'm about to describe, then that's amazing for you. I am very, very happy for you. Yeah, you'll know a person who is absolutely stunning. Stunning, gorgeous, beautiful, handsome, all the time. Yes, their energy is infectious, usually, and such a treat, and such a refreshing, such a refreshing spirit to be around. But also, this person has really nice skin that is glowing as fuck. This person usually gets dolled up. But the fact that they do get dolled up, and when they do it, they look good. And when it comes to their style, they just look so good. You know, they're either wearing the latest trends, brand names, like they look so cool, or even if they're not wearing any brand names, or even if they're not wearing any latest trends, like just the wardrobe that they have, it just seems so cool or like really well put together, and they just dress so well. And basically, I have had a theory for the past like month and a half or more than that of how sometimes people that we know that are like that, you know, glowing skin, nice outfit, get all dolled up for an event and they look absolutely swell. I've had a theory that sometimes these people that look like that are often very much loved and well taken care of and surround themselves with a very supportive and loving inner circle that is very good for their self-esteem and self-confidence. Because if you think about it, you know, especially the people that are listening that have a strict, very strict, very consistent skincare routine, y'all know that every time you're done, your nighttime routine, your daytime routine, whatever, y'all know that when it is finished, that routine always has a way of making you feel really good physically. And low-key, because it's such a self-care, you know, it's one of the top self-care, one of the top things to do in self-care, you know, low-key, it also just kind of feels like you've given yourself a really nice hug, you know, because when you take care of yourself and you're really investing and really putting an effort to keep your skin, keep your face healthy, like it has a lot of ways embedded in there to make you feel better about yourself no matter what day you had, you know. And also when it comes to deciding on what outfit to put on, you know, and then also deciding to get all dolled up and put on that makeup to really make yourself look really nice for an event or for anything, really. All of those things, from the outfit to the makeup routine, the makeup look, it takes a certain amount of self-esteem and self-confidence and self-worth to really get to that decision that, hey, maybe I'm worth putting on a really nice outfit, or hey, maybe I'm worth getting all dolled up and really taking the time to look at, you know, my wardrobe pieces and see which mixes and matches and which look good together and pair together. And, you know, and the same thing with a makeup routine, you know, getting all dolled up. Like, it's those thoughts of like, hey, maybe I am worth taking that time to really make sure I look my best, my absolute best. You know, my face looks its absolute best for an event, or for a get-together, or for a hangout. There's really a certain type of self-confidence that comes with consistency in style and beauty. And it's so interesting because, like, other people can argue that when it comes to fashion and beauty, you know, that sometimes it's just for show, you know, that sometimes people only wear the best outfits or wear or have like such a nice makeup routine just to look pretty and become more popular or have more friends or attract a relationship, which could all be true. But, and then obviously, you know, when it comes to that side of the point, obviously, you know, context-wise, that could be connected to the opposite of self-confidence and a high self-esteem. But at the end of the day, you know, even though it might be true for people who do that, and it, you know, when they do that, it doesn't really mean that they have the self-confidence. I'm just saying, in a way, low-key, when you're making yourself look pretty and dolled up, and you're spending, you know, more than half an hour in front of the mirror doing your makeup and seeing and just like staring at your face, staring at your natural beauty, I don't know, man. Psychologically, it does something to you. And that something is a positive thing. But yeah, back to what I was saying. It takes a level of self-confidence and a level of high self-esteem to decide to do these things. And it usually has to do with the things that you think, you know, with your thoughts about yourself and your life and your surroundings, and you know, all of that contributes to self-esteem and confidence. So if that's the case, then even though, you know, it's definitely a you, even though self-improvement and, you know, the decision to change your life for the better, and all those things, even though they have to do with yourself and yourself only, there is that other side of the coin where, you know, our closest inner circle also have the ability to influence us in our thoughts and how we think about ourselves. Basically, what I'm trying to say here is whoever we keep close in our lives, whoever we develop such an intimate connection with, whether friendship or relationship, that connection truly has the capabilities to upgrade us, to push us, to encourage us to keep taking care of ourselves because we are worthy of it all. And this is exactly what I mean by those people that you know in your life, or if it's you, then great, you know, who just look really nice all the time, you know, from your outfit to the makeup routine you have to the skincare routine you have. Like, y'all who have that, you know, I'm sure you can attest to that fact that, you know, your friends, your your significant other probably loves you a lot, to the point where they do a lot of like acts of service for you, meaning like they do things for you, right? They don't want to see you struggle so much, so they help you out a lot. And might I add, they help you out a lot because you also reciprocate their efforts and you do the same for them. Like, don't get it twisted, peeps. Relationships and friendships and whatever connections you may have should never be one-sided. But yeah, basically what I was getting at, right? Like, the people in your life that are so close to you, that you experience the most intimacy with, that they love you so much, that their love extends and impacts your self-esteem in the best way possible. Your self-confidence in the best way possible. And their presence in your life, you know, has that influence, that lovely, wonderful influence on what you think about yourself, to the point where it pushes you to think, hey, like, this person is helping me out so much that, you know, not only do I have time to invest in myself as well, but this person is also making me feel like I am worthy of using that time to invest and take care of myself to the best of my abilities. I think a really, really good example here are the healthy relationships in our society right now. I have been around my friends, my family members who are and have been in healthy relationships, and my goodness, don't their partners look absolutely stunning? People in healthy relationships usually have humongous levels of high self-esteem. And it's not to say that these people got their healthy, happy relationships because they're so confident and they have high self-esteem. Because, okay, sure, they probably attracted that person because of it. But at the end of the day, it's the way that those two love each other. Love each other sincerely and so dearly to the point where it maintains that high self-esteem, or just, you know, contributes to it even more. So yeah, healthy relationships have the highest, have two people with the highest self-esteem. And usually these people with the high self-esteem look swell. Their skin is glowing. They are very well dressed. And the girl usually has a go-to makeup routine, you know, that she does whenever she goes on dates, or just out and about. And it's usually because she feels very, very well taken care of by her partner. She feels so loved by them because their partner has that. Their partner is able to help them out, is able to do things for them, and is honestly able to make them feel so safe and catered to that, again, like, they not only have the time now to really invest in themselves and maintain, you know, that, maintain the skin they have, maintain their self-expression through fashion, maintain their makeup routine, but also at the end of the day, all of these efforts derive from such a loving place of self-worth. Because when you are loved very well, when you know somebody loves you very much, and when they take care of you very, very well, there's always this air of self-worth that follows with those actions, with their words towards you, where it consistently makes you think and eventually believe that you are somebody who is not only wonderful and special, but you are also somebody who is worth it all, who is so worthy even on the days that you don't think so, because your partner or even your friends or even your family, like, you can just feel their love for you, and you can just feel how highly they think of you and how wonderful and special they see you as. And it's those thoughts, it's that kind of energy, it's that kind of love that really hones in this energy source of self-worth, of self-confidence, and a high self-esteem, that really pushes you, that really encourages you to take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, you are worth all of it. Anyway, guys, that was my close for the episode today. I hope y'all's learned something new, and I hope I've, you know, kind of piqued your interest and opened your mind a little bit and made you think about your relationships a little bit deeper in a way, and how having the right people around you in your life, whether friends or a significant other, is always the way to go, because it's always worth it, because these are the people that are going to really encourage you and show you just how wonderful you are. Obviously, you yourself are already wonderful as it is, but, you know, it also can't hurt to have a group of friends who adore you and remind you every time that you are somebody special. You know, it also doesn't hurt to have somebody in your life that you are dating or that you are married to that reminds you every day or any chance they get that you are special and that you are wonderful, right? Because when you're surrounded by that, my goodness, it really does change the way you see yourself and the way you think about yourself, to the point where it kind of shows up in ways, in physical outward ways, in how you take care of your body, how you take care of your skin, and how you take care of your appearance, really. And it's not in a vain way. It is mainly in the context of confidence, right? So yeah, basically, this episode is just about how nice it is to have people in your closest circle who really, really love you and who won't ever let you forget that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Outside the Litter Box. Bye-bye.